USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
States are expecting to receive fewer COVID vaccinations in the next few weeks as Johnson & Johnson scales back shipments of their one-dose vaccine amid production issues at a Baltimore plant. Only 700,000 shots are being allocated to states next week, down from nearly 5 million last week. The company says it's still on pace to deliver a promised 100 million shots by the end of May, but about 15 million doses were ruined a few weeks ago when workers at that Baltimore plant had issues with mixing ingredients, causing the shots to be discarded. A Los Angeles mother is in custody after her three young children were found stabbed to death in a San Fernando Valley apartment. Liliana Carrillo was arrested about 200 miles away after a chase with police where she allegedly carjacked a pickup truck. The children were found Saturday morning by their grandmother. They were ages 3, 2, and 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's so-called border czar, Roberta Jacobson, says she's stepping down at the end of the month. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A comment on a controversial topic from Joe Biden's past may come back to haunt him. Mike Fortier has the details.
President Biden announcing Friday plans to form a committee to study Supreme Court reforms, including court packing. But in 1983, then-Senator Biden strongly criticized court packing.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make.
Biden's criticism of court packing was also evident in 2005.
He wanted to increase the number of justices to 15, allowing himself to nominate those additional judges. Took an act of courage on the part of his own party institutionally to stand up against this power grab.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the number of justices is just one aspect of reform the commission will look at. The Constitution doesn't say how many judges the court should have, but there have been nine since 1869. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Buckingham Palace announced Saturday that the funeral for Britain's Prince Philip will be held at Windsor Castle on April 17th. The Duke of Edinburgh passed away on Friday at the age of 99 and will receive a ceremonial royal funeral that will be limited to 30 guests due to COVID restrictions. Prince Harry will be in attendance, but his wife Meghan Markle will not. Doctors have advised her not to make the journey because of her pregnancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.